My name is David Ajay. I'm an architect and furniture designer. When you're designing a building which profoundly moves you, there's a kind of incredible desire to create furniture that lives to that ambition. Because when you create a piece of architecture which moves an agenda on, you find that what it does is that it dislocates itself from the products that are in that time. And so as an architect or as a designer, you want to bring the components that are the lived world into that place too. So you don't want the architecture just to be alone and then to have furniture that kind of exists from another period. So I completely identify with Frank Lloyd Wright's desire to make the furniture connect with the space and with the kind of agenda of the architecture, because then you have a complete ensemble. Frank Lloyd Wright, for me, was one of those people that really dreamed about what the future could be. So when you look at the chair on the left, which is the more traditional high back done at the turn of the century, I mean, it was actually quite radical for its time. But when you jump to the Larkin Building and realize that those two are more or less in the same time period, you realize here is Frank Lloyd Wright really embracing the future. This could be something out of Metropolis, that great film in the 20s. It celebrates construction. The sort of screws are completely left exposed. Nothing is finished and smooth as in the chair on the left. This chair on the right is even a bit daring. You know, it sort of moves from four legs to three. It's really a little bit crazy as a structure. I'm trying to imagine 1904. I'm thinking of the fashion. I'm thinking about the clothing and the dress sense of people and this extraordinary robot. It's the first encounter with a robot and it's your chair. It serves you. Suddenly, somebody who works in this environment has this extraordinary feeling of being brought into a kind of special world, that every time they encounter the furniture and the space, they are transported into something that's uniquely magical, because there would have been nothing like it around at that time. And what a pleasure for furniture to give the quality of your life.